the dialect of Whitwell in the Isle of Wight. Mr. M. Sheath, aged 65, a farm labourer and a native, recorded in April 1959 by Michael Barry.
He's man, he's here, all right. He's found up in what we call righties, you see, 16 turning in rights. So some so far and go another one, some one way and some the other. Used to make good job, or better than they do today with old tractors. Had to set it up so they could sow it. Wasn't on so much machinery about then.
Why is it better?
Well, you know, when the time comes, you used to get on and do it, and now they get to work and plow the whole field, about 20 to my 30 acres, and works them down fine, and then it comes on and rain, and they can't get top of it no more for 3 or 4 days, sometimes a week. And see, the time's all going. We used to plow a bit and then sow it every day. Starts when rain, everything had to be done just so. Now they don't look after it. Anyhow, now as long as they get older, that's all it is today. Binder and reaper used to cut it all, and they used to stand it up in. We called them hiles, but many places we called them stooks. Mm-hmm. Stooks. We always called them hiles. 11 sheaves in a hile. Mm-hmm. Used to start putting the middle one up straight, and then one each end, slant them. That was three. Three this side and three up that side, and one each end. Mm-hmm. 11. Had to set them down, they say, set their ass down so the wind won't blow them about. Oh, you smell your rick. The sheaves keep going round and round, outside and round, next time round and round. Just do about 3 rings round the rick, and they used to start, put the crops up, lay them up like that, right through the middle. Yeah, and they used to thatch them. I never done much thatching. I used to thatch it, thatch them in.
How do you do it?
Oh, you start straw, put up, have a ladder up the side of a rick, so you would reach with your arm, and ladder here would be here, you would be here, and you reach out, say that part. You start down bottom and go right up the rick, lay it on, and you had put spars, not drive them like that, I drive them up like that, so the water pitch on them and run off. If you've done like that, you see, water running, and they drive them up like that.
See, they got these are very heavy combines today. Well, last harvest they had some about your ground was too soft, and down they went. They couldn't get on with them. They're too mighty, you know. Or if the ground been soft, but and you want to cut it and thresh it and get it all in if it goes. And then the corn's soft, they got to dry it. So there ain't a lot of gains to that, is there? Some got their own drying machines, and some haven't. Oh, the proper turnout, but oh, you just have a seed, what I call a seed, get up here and go along and scatter it. Every time the right foot went out, you had to fling out a handful, and had to scatter it, not fling it like that. You had to... Oh, the simple ABC, after you know how. Yeah, had all steam engine one time for starting. Then they got the tractors who score their own pressure about then. Now they got put these little tractors on and go hums them around.